This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 227 for Tuesday, January 16th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is making modest gains on Tuesday morning, thanks primarily to a weaker Canadian dollar. Chicago soy oil is steady, but European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are higher to start the day. Crude oil is down despite increasing tensions in the Red Sea region. The Canadian dollar is down more than 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. Statistics Canada reported today that inflation in December rose to 3.4% compared to 3.1% in November. The March canola contract is up $5 per ton at $633.70. In the U.S., where markets reopened after Martin Luther King Jr. Day, soybeans are higher while corn and wheat are lower. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier cut his Brazilian corn production estimate by 2 million tons at 115 million due to lower than expected yields. Meanwhile, AgRural projected the Brazilian crop to be 114.2 million. As for Argentina, Cordonnier raised his estimate by 3 million tons to 56 million. Bulgaria, Hungary, Poland, Romania, and Slovakia have sent a letter to the European Union asking it to implement import duties on Ukrainian grains, citing unfair competition. The March corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.47. Cordonnier lowered his estimate for Brazilian soybean production by 2 million tons to 149 million, while AgRural cut its own estimate by 9 million tons at 150.1 million. AgRural also reported that 2.3% of Brazil's crop was already harvested. AproSoja Brazil, a producers' association, estimated production at 135 million tons. The National Oilseeds Processors Association in the U.S. is expecting to report a December crush between 189 million and 193.2 million bushels, an increase from November and the previous December. China is expected to import 18.5 million tons of soybeans in the first quarter of 2024, down 20% from 1 year ago due to shrinking pig herds. India announced it will extend edible oil imports, including soy oil, at a lower duty until March 2025. The March soybean contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.27. Algeria tendered to buy 50,000 tons of milling wheat for April shipment. Meanwhile, Tunisia will tender 150,000 tons of soft wheat and 25,000 tons of durum tomorrow. Iraq's trade minister said the country has 7 months' worth of wheat reserves and does not expect to need wheat imports in the coming months. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.87. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.08. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.98. That's a look at the U.S. futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, January 16th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.